She's looking pretty cute these days. That's better.
Rosie O'Donnell's looking pretty cute these days.
I think so.
You know, I want to try to do this podcast on Fridays.
Whoopsie.
But I
have to get my hair done, and then I'll feel like doing the podcast.
But it's not even on video. Uneven My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I forgot to write an intro. Von Fry joining me is...
Mom.
How are we doing this week?
Fairly good. How are you doing?
Still doing okay. Still breathing. That's what I tell people.
That's typically. What matters.
Well, I got summoned for jury duty again.
Yeah, you did. You know,
got out of it last time by being on a boat.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I forgot about that.
We were doing the family cruise.
Yeah.
And they were like, we were trying to save you from the cruise. I'm like, well, I guess I can't go on the cruise. Like, no, you can go. You can just tell them that you can't because you already booked the cruise.
They let you out of jury duty.
Yeah, no questions really asked after that.
I like that movie, Jury Duty. That was a fun movie.
It wasn't a movie. It was a show, a series on Prime Video.
Oh, okay.
But I will maybe try what the lady did. It was like, hey, this just isn't for me. And the judge is like, this just isn't for you? Okay. Yeah, all right, you can go.
It doesn't work that way.
Let me open up a rock star over here. What's new with you?
Oh, got my hair done today, so no grays. And I went with the
no
straight
look.
No curls
either. Quit doing that.
Do you like the curls?
Get the curls.
Well, your
they only last for a couple hours, but do it.
Your father likes it smooth and straight. So.
Okay. I don't really like the way you said that. sounded extra creepy.
Ooh, sorry. He likes my hair straight.
Let's get into the news.
Okay.
All right. So first up, are you trying to snap your headphones in half over there?
Like, no.
You're putting these headphones on. Goodness.
Like the muscle
sake.
Man.
So we had some tornadoes last night, right?
Yeah, bad tornadoes.
Not in our area. We
well,
kind of got
too
missed
far
out
off.
On. We didn't get a lot in the way of rain and things, but our local weatherman took over.
Yeah, he's
the news channel.
He's
Jay
a real
Prater.
Good. Yeah, they took over everything last night, but this was a bad tornado. I mean, he was watching this tornado, and then there was a guy named Cameron that was out in the field.
Cameron is the gopher. They like to send him into the danger.
But he's good. When he first got here, I don't think he'd ever seen a tornado before, but he's learning fast. Anyway, he's out the road in the dark and this rain-wrapped tornado, and they're looking at this thing called Doppler radar, which shows the velocity, I believe, of the wind. Anyway, Jay, it got bad. And Cameron in his car goes, oh my gosh, did you see that? And Jay Prater goes, oh my. And like,
see what?
What happened on the Doppler radio. The two colors go together. If it's red and green going together, there's a tornado there usually. Well, this turned like a teal, like an aqua color. And they said that's really bad, really strong tornado. And
so did he see a tornado?
I don't think he saw one last night because it was dark.
They kind of have to go by confirmation. Like people call in, say they saw a tornado, they believe you, and they say, we have a tornado confirmed. Now, what's the difference here? They have a tornado watch, and then they have a tornado warning. So watch is the condition is right, and
warning is
we saw one.
Well, then also what happened was, so then Jay Prater, they've got real shook up about this, and Jay Prater's warning everybody, and he's warning people, towns coming up and everything, but he stopped what he's doing. I think he almost started crying. He looked right at the camera, and he said, I am deadly serious. This is the most powerful tornado I've ever seen, and it's heading to, you know, into, it's on the ground and everything, and the weather, what's it called?
The weather outside is frightful.
No, the weather. The weather people, the National Weather
Service Channel.
Yeah, declared a tornado event. And they said they hardly ever do that. That means it's on the ground hitting towns. I mean, it's bad. So we got that declared last
night. Now, you don't think anyone died, right?
Last I've heard, nobody died in Kansas last night from a tornado. But it did pretty much wipe out this little town. I think they said they had... Maybe I heard 800 people. It's a small town. But you saw that one picture. There was a brick house, and it was completely gone. All was left was the basketball goal.
There was a stripped-down basketball goal. It still had the goal.
Yeah.
And the pole, and that was about
the,
it.
The family was in the basement. So I think that Jay Prater probably, or the coverage of the tornado, probably saved some lives last night for sure.
Is it possible that you're better off outside in a tornado if you run into a ditch rather than have your house collapse on you?
Possibly, if you don't have a basement, it was so bad last night. I think that you wouldn't have been safe anywhere above ground. I mean, that if you were in that house, you wouldn't have been alive if you were.
It was not good.
No, it wasn't.
No.
So anyway, thankfully we're okay and everybody else was okay last night. So that was a good thing.
And we're kind of tornado experts.
We are.
You're because Oma had a house that largely survived the biggest tornado ever, May 3rd, 1999.
That was a huge tornado.
The next day, I went down there to help clean up. It was
like
it
a
war
was zone.
An absolute war zone. It was like the beginning of Terminator 2.
They had the, what's it called?
You couldn't identify anything because you couldn't recognize
anything. The military was down there. And
military
everything.
Was there, Hummers. Yeah. Yep, they were handing out
water and stuff.
Sausage Egg McMuffins.
Were they? That was nice.
Now, this being in 1999, I'm sure the conditions were a little bit different for what kind of debris you would find because it was as if everything was coated. It was like a spray paint layer of film of moss and newspaper on every exposed surface.
Oh my. Well, there's not as many newspapers.
Now there's not as many newspapers. So what?
But there was also a really bad insulation because houses had blown up.
Oh yeah, it's probably really bad for your lungs. Not thinking, we probably should have had some of those masks.
You should have.
Probably
should
have done
that. Before COVID. Nobody thought about that.
No one, and I didn't see a single person with any mask.
You got
to
miss school. I got you out of school, so you go down there and
help. I mean, how did you have to do much explaining to that? Hey, there was a tornado, and my son has to go help his grandma. And they're like, well, I don't know. Was it on the news? Like,
everybody knew it was a bad one. But anyway, this one last night, I haven't heard a rating from it. I'm almost thinking maybe if they give it a rating, it might have been a 5. I hope not. They said it was a wedge-shaped tornado. But
I'm surprised they like to tout those ratings. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard that much news today. Also, earlier in the afternoon, there was a tornado exactly where your dad and I are going camping in a few weeks. So
oh,
here
wow.
in Kansas.
Yeah. Do you know yet if that site got wrecked?
I know. We'll have to check. They'll probably notify us because we have reservations.
So yeah, you have reservations. They're not going to give you your money back.
No, they might not, but they'll tell us don't show up here because there's no place to.
Oh, geez.
It's supposed to be hookups because it's in the middle of June in Kansas. You need hookups. You need air conditioning.
We also have our plants are coming in around the house.
They are. Landscaping we had done last year.
Yeah, we have yuccas that are really ready to bloom.
Yeah, I'm anxious
That's
to see them. I didn't even think yuccas bloomed. That's
I
just
didn't
what I know.
Either. I cheated and I looked up pictures of what to expect.
Yeah,
it should be pretty amazing. We have a couple that are like, they're flowers, but they're just not, they haven't exploded yet.
Right.
So that could be tomorrow.
It'll be
pretty exciting.
We also have a bunch of hydrangeas that are getting ready to go too, I think.
We have some kind of tall grass wheat looking thistles.
Uh-huh.
Those are shooting up. We have day lilies that are not making an appearance.
I hope they do.
What is it? Box shrubs that look olive for some reason.
Yeah, we have boxwoods that are like an olive color. We may have to get those replaced.
Those may have a fungus. Yeah, that might be the case.
You're getting
those into
plants. Are you going to be a horticulturist or something?
No, I just think it's kind of neat that we're showing off to the neighbors, you know, trying to get everybody else to take care of their dandelions at least.
Our yard looks really nice. I'm proud of it.
We saw the Thunder advance to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, they
the
did
NBA
really
playoffs.
Good yesterday.
Who did they beat?
Denver.
The Denver
Nuggets.
Yep. And the Denver Nuggets star player's name is Nikola.
I don't know.
And the star player of the Thunder's name is?
I don't know.
S.
Something.
G. S-G.
S-G.
S-G-A.
Okay.
Yep, you paid a lot of attention to that.
Well, I watched them. They did good.
So next up, the Thunder are going to take on, they're hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night, but not on a TV we can watch. You know, what is your predictions for the series?
Nuggets are going to take it all.
The Nuggets got eliminated by the Thunder.
I mean, the Thunder's going to take it all. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I say Rudy Gobert, Stephen Colbert, Cocaine Bear, Thunder in 5. That's what
Cocaine
I say.
Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, so, Thunder
like
got the home court advantage. They've got role players stepping up. They got that bald guy shut down Nikola Jokic and everything.
Yeah, he's good. What's his name?
His name's Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso did
and
good.
And he had some nice dunks
yesterday.
Too for a white boy. Haven't seen a white boy.
White boys can jump.
He's one of the older players on the team. He might be the oldest player on the team. And he was
from?
Getting about he's an American guy.
Is he a Kansas boy?
No, but the Nuggets had a Kansas guy.
They
guy
did.
Who played for KU. Yeah.
Cool.
I had got a jersey of a guy from Wichita that's in the NBA, but I hadn't worn it yet.
Why?
I don't know if you'd complain or not.
You've got too much you know what?
Okay, we also have a big contract in the NFL. Brock Purdy finally got paid.
Purdy?
You know what his nickname was?
What?
Well, he kind of had two.
Pretty boy?
When you're the last player picked in the draft, they call you Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, that's right.
Only one Mr. Irrelevant ever won a Super Bowl, and it was like as a kicker. Usually they don't even make the team they got drafted for, but he's the starting quarterback of the 49ers.
And he's good, too.
They started calling him Mr. Relevant because he was like a relevant Mr. Irrelevant.
He's okay? relevant.
So he got a new deal, and so he had been getting paid about like $250,000 a year or $1 million at most or something,
yeah,
which is about 1/40th of other quarterbacks. He was the, I believe, 97th highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
And what city was he
So
in?
He was starting, and there's 32 teams. Yet there was 97 quarterbacks making more
That's
money
really
than him.
That's really sad. And where did he have to live?
San Francisco.
Which is expensive.
He probably made no money at all.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. So, yeah, 5 year, $265 million contract, $181 million guaranteed.
Woohoo!
This is the kind of success story you want to see in the NFL. Now, sure, he hasn't really won any hardware, hasn't gotten championship or MVP. He's been in the talks for stuff. But, you know, you kind of like to see these guys struggle a little bit and then they get paid instead of getting paid out the gate. Yep. And then,
and now
you know,
look how good he is.
So, yes.
Who took a chance on him the first time?
The 49ers.
That's good.
Yeah, he's been with them. Jason Voorhees, you know who that is?
Nope.
Who? What team does he play for?
I don't know.
What sport does Jason Voorhees play?
Football.
I would have taken hockey.
Is that him? No, that's Jason, the guy that...
That's the guy. The
Friday
Jason,
the 13th.
His name's Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
And was he a hockey player?
They're doing a thing now where he has an official new look, okay? And this is his new look.
Jason. Well, that doesn't look good.
I said, why does he look like he day drives for Uber?
Yeah, he looks like he's
and
he's
then
a workman.
Like, and then people are like, you're spoiling the plot.
Oh.
Like, he'll pick you up, but he won't drop you or something.
Don't let him put on his mask.
Yeah. He plays the radio that he wants, you know,
he
something
plays
like
songs
that.
He wants.
Yeah. He has one
channels
song
he wants.
And then it's like, that's all you got to listen to. And you're like, can you play some Megan Thee Stallion? And then he just kind of like slowly turns and then like a machete comes into you. Yeah, no, it's about what would happen. So
he just raises machete. You
so,
know the, you're
so there's possibilities of lots of canceled projects here. It's been since 2009 since Jason's made an appearance somewhere. And that was actually a remake that I think was actually the best installment of the whole series. But there are talks of him having like a streaming series. He has a video game that got shut down just a few months ago.
Has the same person played him each time?
Heck no.
Do we even know who plays Jason?
They do. There's a guy named Kane Hodder who started playing Jason in like 1987 to about 2003.
You could be really ugly and play
something.
Jason, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. So he appeared. If you are in one of these movies, you got killed or whatever, you can your job now is to go to conventions and sign autographs for $50. That's pretty much what your job becomes. So it's not the worst gig in Hollywood, I guess.
But anybody could go in there and say, hey, I'm Jason.
The last guy who played him, his name's Derek Mears. He's unique looking, but he's real big and strong and scary looking. So he'll stand out, that's for sure. So you don't like his new look either, huh?
Not really. I think it looks better like in, he needs to wear like hospital clothes, like not scrubs, but you know, pajamas.
So he looks like he's doing surgery?
No, he looks like he needs to wear pajamas.
Or he had been in surgery?
No, pajamas more like.
With the open butt in the back?
No, the like button up pajamas, like
that,
white
you know
baggy.
What? You might be onto something. That could be the next horror movie icon. Right,
the guy running around with an open butt,
and it would be so scary. It would be so. The whole point of the whole
butt,
franchise butt. Is to get them to change that uniform. All right,
that might do it.
You make a horror icon with the open butt uniform, just to get the hospitals to start closing those butts. A New York Knicks. What's Knicks short for?
Nickelodeon. No, I'm just kidding. Knickerbockers.
A New York Knickerbocker got elbowed in the face.
Okay.
And I don't know if this was a foul or not. Maybe they didn't actually draw contact. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, it looks like he really got messed up.
It looks like Josh Hart had his nose broken just about. And he got back in the game.
all taped up.
Not a lot of guys do that, but NBA playoffs is like a whole different
sport. You
can play
basketball with a broken nose, I think.
There is a guy. Well, the year that the San Antonio had like their worst year, they were called like the Masked Bandits or something because a lot of guys were injured and had broken noses.
Banditos.
So they had a lot of guys running around with these masks, uh-huh. right? But there was a player who was mostly a star with the Detroit Pistons, and he had broken his nose so many times they said you have to wear the mask. So he had to wear it for the rest of his
career. Well, that happens. And sometimes you have to wear glasses too because you hurt your eyes so many times.
All right. So we also have
what?
Some pretty cool video game news. All right. So there's been talk. People are like, hey, fighting game franchise called Tekken, can you get a Waffle House stage? So one of the things they do is they have guest fighters in these games.
They may
bring a fighter in from somebody else, or a soccer player ends up in a game, something like this. And sometimes they have themed stages.
I know, Waffle Houses are little.
The Tekken game, they're kind of like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. They're like the big three fighting games, okay?
Okay.
They wanted to get a Waffle House stage, but Waffle House won't really allow it. So they may end up making a copyright cleared Waffle House called like Waffle Store, Waffle Villa or something.
How about Waffle Home?
So the idea is your place has a lot of fights in it. Can we use that for a fighting arena?
Yeah,
they're like, well, no, we're not too interested in that. That would have gotten Waffle House. When you're in on the joke like that, when you're a good sport,
yeah,
people like that.
I don't think Waffle House needs more business.
Would this make for more fights at Waffle House?
Possibly.
There'd be like a Tekken Waffle House challenge.
Yeah, people would go in there dressed like Tekken fighting.
Yeah, well, yeah, cops should pretty much just
hang out
there.
You don't get coupons for Waffle House, do you?
I don't think so, no. So that does it for the news this week.
News today?
I have a game for you.
You okay? Do? Is it one I'm good at or bad at?
It's one you should be able to handle if we're being honest with you. It's called
Movies. Bye.
Mom.
Mom.
Hey, Mom, why don't you tell me what happened in A Simple Favor?
Okay. This one mom was like a stay-at-home widow. Her husband died.
Who plays her?
Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
And she also does a podcast, like cooking podcast or stay-at-home mom podcast thing. And homemaker podcast, I should say. And Blake Lively is a mom that has a career and she just... never there for her kid and stuff. So she, anyway, she shows up at school and the kids want to have a play over and she says no. And then finally they become friends anyway. So she asks her a favor because she has to go out of town in an emergency. Her son come home with her, spend the night or whatever. Not even spend the night, just come home with her, pick up my son after school. And so the mom never comes back. Then Anna Kendrick finally finds her husband and he's in England and he doesn't know where his wife is. And they have to track down the wife, come to find out the wife has a twin, killed her twin, and why did she do that? I forgot.
Well, her twin wanted to extort her.
Yeah, wanted to get her some money and stuff from there, and Blake Lively didn't
care to have any money. So why does, what was her plan with going missing? Why'd she do that?
She was
going
to go missing, for insurance, $4 million worth of insurance. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Anna Kendrick busted her.
Yeah, how did they ultimately get her?
Anna and her husband tried to trick her, record her confessing.
Yeah, but what actually got her? Right when she was like going to kill them and stuff, like
I can't remember what
she
happened.
She got hit by a car.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's always so fake. I mean, how many people get hit by a car in their front, right out their front door?
The guy was aiming for her.
He was?
Because she was messing with one of the moms. You mess with one of the moms, you mess with all of us.
Oh, that's true. Right? Yeah. That's true. What's that actor's name? I've seen
I don't know, but I tell you, during the Nuggets Thunder game, we saw him on at a promo for Celebrity Jeopardy.
I know. He's just like boomed up, and I don't even know who he is. We have to figure out who he is.
Yep, that's kind of crazy.
Hey, I did good, didn't I? Pretty good.
Movies.
Bye. Mom.
All right. Well, that was a movie I asked her to watch a couple days ago.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty good at it. I watched it a couple days ago.
I figured we'll see if she was attentive or not.
I was. I watched it.
All right. Sure.
I was watching. I'm going, okay, hang in there, Monty. That's my husband. I said, hang in there because he really wasn't getting into the first part, but it got better. It got more exciting.
All right. And I guess you may have a quote for me or something.
I do. I got a quote. Let me find it.
Why are you writing Cokes 8 and Alex?
I'm making you a grocery list. And I'm trying to remember that player's name for Thunder.
Alex Caruso.
Okay. Caruso. How do you spell Caruso?
I believe it's A-R-U-C-A-R-U-S-O? U-S-O, I think.
Anyway, he's a good player. Okay, let's find this. So what else is new in the world?
Don't talk during these parts so I know where to edit.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Whatever you do, always give 100% unless you're donating blood.
That's not bad. Sounds like a woman.
Nope. A man was on Saturday Night Live. That's all I'm going to give you.
As a cast member, huh?
That's all I'm going to give you.
Is it Jimmy Fallon?
Nope.
A cast member, huh?
An older cast member. Old.
Chevy Chase?
Nope. One more guess.
What era is he in?
The Chevy Chase era.
Bill Murray?
Yes. We got him three. That's not bad.
Well, hey, lately I've been getting them first guess.
I know.
So, which is probably I had to pull
one on you that I hadn't done in a long time. So I did good. Well, bye-bye now.